All right, and a very good morning to you. It's 11 o'clock, and I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. Time for another Art Spotlight. And as we have frequently featured on past spotlights, this one focuses on Shreveport Little Theater, celebrating, well, over 103 years of productions, which is an incredible accomplishment for any theater anywhere, but it is also representative of what a long tradition theater has had in Northwest Louisiana. The upcoming production is one you're probably familiar with in some form or another, especially if you like Disney films. That is the musical Frozen, and this is the Broadway version of Frozen that Shreveport Little Theater will be producing. And joining me in the studio, I've got Tessa Vanderkuy, who will be Elsa, right? I have that
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, Elsa in the production, and Queen Tran. And I didn't ask you what you're doing in the what role you're playing.
I'll be playing Anna.
Anna, okay.
Yes.
Well, that totally makes sense.
So, my sister.
So there you go. All right. So perfect. And this production is opening up in a couple weeks in early December, but it pretty much runs very close to Christmas, right to the 21st. So,
yes.
So talk a little bit. So there are obviously going to be differences between what one sees in the film and what one has on the stage for a number of reasons. It was adapted. I forget which year it was adapted for the Broadway stage, but this is the Broadway version of the musical. So talk a little bit about that. What are some of the similarities and some of the changes?
Yes, a lot of your favorite songs are still in there. We have Let It Go. We have In Summer, First Time in Forever. Those favorites are still in there, but the songwriters did come back for the Broadway version to add a few more songs. So mm-hmm. Elsa has a couple of more songs. I believe Kristoff has a couple more songs mm-hmm. Than he does in the movie. What else?
Anna has a dance break and Love is an Open Door now.
It was a fun little dance break.
Yes, so every character that you know in the film will probably have their own song, and mm-hmm. there's going to be more character development and more depth in the plot for you all to enjoy, and there's going to be way more dancing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it's great because it's live, so it's going to be so enjoyable. It's like for kids and adults, so
yeah. And so you do have to get a little bit creative with all of the magic involved, but we have some really cool projections and practical effects that are going to look really great. We have someone building puppets for Olaf
oh.
and the reindeer Sven.
Excellent.
I'm very excited about that. But yeah, I think those are mostly the major differences, but it is still the same core story of Frozen that everybody
right.
loves so much.
It's okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and as you said, with all the familiar songs
mm-hmm.
And all. And it comes up a lot. And I'll just refer briefly to, you know, my other world as a symphony conductor and frequently doing Frozen on, you know, Pops and Family type concerts and all of that. And one thing that is always unquestionable is you look out at the audience, especially during Let It Go, and you see all the kids in the audience all saying, "Let it go."
Oh, of course,
it's it's great. So it's very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's an imaginative musical. Are you going to super air condition the theater?
I sure hope so. It's above my pay grade, but I sure hope so.
And everybody frozen. I don't know. I don't know about that. But it's great, and it's a musical. Who's music director for this?
Eddie Carney is music director.
Eddie Carney. Okay. And a lot of people may not know, because Eddie has been doing work with a little theater now this year in particular, but his professional background is working on Broadway in that
mm-hmm.
role, you know,
mm-hmm.
in that. And in fact, there was a production that toured through here and performed, I think it was during the summer. And he was in line in the audience, and we're in line in the audience, and he just comes back, "Oh, this is the company I worked for." So it was
mm-hmm.
one of the touring groups. So he has this great background that gets to bring that experience to working with you.
Yeah, right. It's really wonderful to work with him. We're very lucky to have him.
Yes, he's very great.
Mm-hmm.
I love him a lot.
So how large of a cast then is it for the musical?
I'd say we have between 20 and 30 people.
Pretty good size.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's a lot of sort of double casting that we have going on, but it is definitely, especially when we get into those music rehearsals and everyone is really into it and we're all singing, you can feel, it feels like a really big cast while it's not necessarily a huge cast, but it feels very big.
It sounds like an amazing production. Is Laura directing it?
Allison Rebecca Miller is
Allison,
directing.
Okay, all right,
yes.
All right, very good, all
mm-hmm.
right, and... You still have, because the production opens December 5th, so we have a little bit of time from today to get there. So you're not even, typically we do these interviews and it is production week. And
right.
It is like going to be, well, when does it open? Tonight or tomorrow, something like that. So you have a little bit of time beforehand, which is good because that means that people listening right now, you have a little bit of time to get your tickets. But I have a feeling, I mean, it's that something like Frozen is very likely to sell out.
And I believe the tickets went on sale today for the public. So you do have some time to get it. But I would say get them pretty quickly because I have a feeling they'll sell out.
And would normally say go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com, which is the website. And by the way, theater is spelled R-E at the end, not E-R. It is the theater. So just remember that. But there is basically an outage of internet services in a lot of the country right now, not just around here. And the ticketing aspect of the Little Theater site seems to be affected right now by it. So if people are, you know, want to get tickets right away so you have your opportunity, probably a really good idea to just call at this point.
Yes.
All right. And what number do they call?
Yeah, you can call the box office at 318-424-4439. And they should be open today, this afternoon, so you can call and get those tickets as soon as you want.
Excellent. And again, if you wait a little bit, you know, I'm sure the website will be back and fully functional. Sure. The website itself is. It's just the ticketing part of it. Wherever that is handled at being affected by the Cloudflare flare outage. Mention just a few of the other people that are in the cast, if you would.
So we have Nolan Bridgewater playing Hans. We have Caleb Williams as Kristoff. And we have Emma Kate Fox as Olaf. And she's so funny. and then we have Tegan Wright and Lorelai Ivy playing the young versions of us. Tegan will be young Elsa and Lorelai will be young Anna. Who else am I missing anybody?
You have Terry Wright as King. And we have Sven, Christopher Berg. We have Oliver as the bishop. And we have like a large cast of ensemble people too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Terrific. Well, I think, again, the opening is December 5th.
Yes.
It runs through the 21st. And if you look at the website, you can see there's a spattering of performances all through that. So you all break a leg. I mean, I think it's going to be a terrific production. And again, you can go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com. Would you repeat the phone number one more time in case the site is still having problems?
Yeah, the box office phone number is 318-424-4439.
All right, Tessa Queen, thank you so much for the two of you being here. And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, give us a call at 800-552-8502. And again, look into that. Frozen, a production by Shreveport Little Theater. It's a musical. And it's the great Broadway adaptation of it, which has gotten really great reviews in New York. And I'm sure we'll hear too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.